Welcome back to the podcast, Long Time No Talk. Yes, this is Weight Loss and Recovery with Sheila Jane, where we have no schedule. You never know when I'm going to drop a podcast. I keep you on your toes. You can't set an alarm. You can't whatever. It's just helter-skelter over here in my little corner of the podcast world. I do have to say I recorded an hour and a half long podcast a few weeks ago, and it ended up on the cutting room floor. It never got published. Life is so overwhelming for me right now with my divorce and the holidays and being a virtual national coach for Weight Watchers and some job stuff that I sat down and I recorded it and I just felt really overwhelmed because I was just trying to catch you up on everything. Sometimes I feel like when I'm talking about everything, it's like I'm talking about nothing. And when I went back to re-listen to it to see like, did I sound like a fool? Was that okay? I was just even more overwhelmed. So for this podcast today and maybe going forward, I'm going to try to like focus on a specific topic because that will keep me more on track and on the rails and I'll just be more streamlined. And then that's just kind of my plan. But you know me, things are always changing. Always got something going on and an idea in my brain. Today's topic is going to be about the new Weight Watcher Simplified Program Plan. And yeah, I'm sure you've heard about it either in workshops or you've listened to YouTube videos or podcasts. So you're like, I don't need to listen to this. But I don't know about you. I love sometimes hearing things multiple times. It's comforting to me, especially if I'm cleaning and listening to a podcast or out on a walk. And it just helps sponge in or sink into my existence. And when it comes to my Weight Watchers journey, I want to soak in all the information because I want to make sure I'm using the app the best I can, that I have all the tips that I need. So I hope that you keep an open mind to listen to this, even though the new program is kind of quote unquote old news. And especially this time of year, like it's been a couple weeks since they launched the new program, that maybe this will be like another shot in the arm, kickstart, like, oh yeah, a little review, a little refresher as we go into December with all the holidays coming up. And yeah, a little bit of background about me. I've done Weight Watchers since, oh my gosh, like 2007 or 8, off and on, a lot more off than on. And it had been years since I had joined until I joined again in 2014. I lost 15 pounds and I can't remember what plan I was on then. Freestyle maybe? I don't know. Or maybe they had the colored plans back then. I can't remember. And then I went on a trip with my ex and it was just what always happens is that I lost the 15 pounds. We went on the trip. I think I tried for the first 2 or 3 days. It was like a 2-week long trip to the Pacific Northwest. For the first few days, I was really on top of it. And then it just went by the wayside. And then by the time I got back from the trip, I was just back into old habits. And then I gained back the 15 pounds I had lost and more. So then when the pandemic rolled around, I had been doing Al-Anon at that point for maybe 6 years and was having a lot of success with 12-step recovery. I was like, why not try Weight Watchers again and use everything that I've learned in my 12-step recovery? And it just like clicked. So I started on the purple plan and that's how I lost my 40 pounds. And so they had like blue, green, and purple at that point. So that was my like first year. And I love the purple plan because pasta and carbs was my addiction. So it was this perfect transition for me to get to have whole wheat pasta and potatoes. And I think it was also brown rice as 0 points. Was it 0 points? It's been so long now. I like completely forgot. But I think it was 0 points. And you know, you lose weight pretty quickly at the beginning. And just knowing that I could eat those carbs but have my points calmed the inner rebeller inside of me. And I was really successful on the purple plan. And then life on life's terms happened and I just hit like a stall out. And it was around November of last year and was going through a lot of personal stuff with like, we had gotten married and then we were trying to remodel my ex's family property. And then we had to scrap that idea and move to remodel this other house to live in. And I was just stressed out of my mind. And I was just basically like in maintenance and trying to stay and protect being in Wonderland. That was like my main goal. It's just like, don't go over 200 again. And so I was just white knuckling it and gripping and really afraid that I was going to go back to old habits and lose all of my progress. So it was really shaky for me. And then they launched Personal Points. Right before Personal Points, I switched from purple to the blue plan. I think I tried the green plan. I was in that mode of the weight loss wellness journey where I was just felt like I was sinking in quicksand and I was trying to grasp anything that would keep me afloat. And nothing really clicked and helped me lose. By the time that Personal Points rolled around, where you had to take the quiz and it told you what your 0 point foods were, I was so overwhelmed in my life with the remodel choices and the pandemic. And I was just having pandemic fatigue, decision fatigue, life fatigue, that this plan, the Personal Points plan, did feel for me personally. And I know I might be different than you and you might have been really successful with it, but it just royally confused me. And I kind of had like a stubborn viewpoint about it. I remember coming on the podcast and I would talk about it. This is like way before I became a coach or even was thinking about becoming a coach, but I would come on and like try to explain it. And you guys would message me and be like, Sheila, that's not how the personal plan works. Like you can't do that or you're saying it wrong. I was just not invested. I couldn't, my brain could not wrap my mind around like, you're telling me I'm going to take this quiz and it's going to determine the fate of my 0 points and it's going to determine the fate of how many points I get a day and I can go in and retake the quiz. It was just too much. And so for that year where it was personal points, I was just gaining and losing the same 5 pounds. And I had just kind of had long stretches where I wasn't tracking. I was still weighing myself consistently so that I made sure I didn't go over Wonderland. But I just felt like it was just not clicking. So Weight Watchers has such, my heart and soul is with Weight Watchers because it really helped me finally get a healthy relationship with my binge eating, my food addiction. And that's why I was so passionate about becoming a Weight Watchers virtual coach. And I was super excited to hear that they were going to be updating to a new program and the foundation of it was going to be simplified. Let me backtrack a little bit to becoming a virtual coach, and that's a decision that I did not take lightly. I was not going to join a corporation. I never worked for a corporation. I've been a teacher my whole career, / my own business owner. And the world of working for a corporation felt really interesting and scary to me. But I wanted to make sure before I accepted the job that my value system aligned with the company's value system. And it was so interesting because I started applying for my job, I want to say in April of 2022, and they hired a new CEO in March of 2022. And when I started applying and accepted the position, I was very closely reading about the background of the new CEO to see if I was like, yes, I like that. The good news is that in all of my research, I am so over the moon, just thrilled with Seema Sistani, who is the CEO of Weight Watchers. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her because it kind of leads in nicely to her pioneering this simplified plan and making all these changes with Weight Watchers. So Seema Sistani founded, I think it was during the pandemic, the app called House Party. I don't know if you used it. I did it a couple of times. When the pandemic hit, everyone jumped to Zoom. And then there was also this app called House Party, which, like, I feel Zoom was more for meetings, business, and House Party was the app that you would meet up with. Like, I met up with my childhood friends, and there were games that you could play in the app. Like, we did a trivial, I want to say like a pop culture trivia game where the three of us got on, and they just had like a ton of fun. House Party, it was like you would gather in somebody's house to play games, except it was all digital. Well, that app was acquired by somebody else. She founded it. It was acquired by another company, and I think the app has since like ended, but she became the CEO in March of 2020. And she calls Weight Watchers the OG social network, which is kind of cool because, you know, back in the day when it was founded, I believe it was like women meeting in the founder's house, and networking and connecting with one another. And Weight Watchers has been around for 60 years. This is like a long time, founded by a woman. Anyways, she loves Weight Watchers because she loves the concept of like what she built with House Party, which is bringing people together around a common interest using like a digital platform. And for Weight Watchers, the common interest is wellness. She is just so genuine and so spunky. And the reason why I know this is because I follow her on Instagram. I know she's on TikTok, and she's just real. And she's inspiring to me. She is a first generation Iranian woman. Her mother did come from Iran, and her mother earned her PhD in food science. So nutrition was a part of Seema's upbringing, and her mom was a registered dietitian. And so Seema had her first child, and with that first pregnancy, she gained 60 pounds and had a hard time losing it and tried every fad diet. And her mom, this, you know, PhD in food science, was like, why don't you do Weight Watchers? I trust them. They're backed in science. So she did, and it worked with her. It worked for her. And then she had a thyroid issue and gained some weight back again and went back to Weight Watchers. And her common frustration was that she wanted to throw her phone against the wall because she felt that the app was really overwhelming and confusing and really needed to be simplified. So she was hired as the CEO, and she's on a mission to really make the app a community app built around healthy habits. And she says her value system for the company is community, accountability, and coaching, which makes me really happy because I'm a virtual coach, so that's really valued. And she says that during COVID, 80% of the Weight Watchers members moved to digital only. So that's like a really big deal for this company that had like the in-person workshops, and now like 80% of the members were moving to digital. How are they going to take the foundation of this community network of Weight Watchers and translate that into the app in a digital space? So she was asked point blank in this interview that I just watched before I got on the podcast, basically about the body positivity movement, and is Weight Watchers behind the times? Is Weight Watchers detrimental to the space of body positivity and wellness? And I love the CEO. I'm so proud to be working for her because she faces these types of conversations head on. Like, she is not afraid to talk about it. And that inspires me because I hear scuttlebutt on Instagram. I follow, like, just a few weeks ago with all the stuff that was going on with Twitter, you know, where people were able to pay to get verified. And then you had all these fake accounts on Twitter acting like they were corporations and putting out these tweets that was like catastrophic. I think one company this happened that they had a fake account. Somebody set up a fake account for the corporation and they put out fake tweets and it cost them like millions of dollars in the stock market because everyone thought it was actually them that said this horrific thing. Well, this happened with Weight Watchers, and somebody that I follow posted the image of like Weight Watchers should give all their money back and be sued because they're turning generations and generations of women into diet culture obsessed, like whatever it was. And it just bothered me because I just looked at this person that posted it and I'm like, you've struggled with your weight loss journey. You've been very vocal about wanting to do intuitive eating and wanting to do that. And I fully support that. And that's awesome. And then you gained your weight back and that's normal. And that's what happens to human beings. And you bash Weight Watchers and you have it all wrong. Like, you're constantly bashing Weight Watchers that this is like shoving diet down people's faces, throats. And yet you have not realized that Weight Watchers is science-backed and wanting to have behavior change, be a part of the conversation, building healthy habits. I just got really fired up about it. And I'm going to stop talking there because I could say what this person is going to do next in their wellness journey, which I'm like, you're literally bashing Weight Watchers that has helped so many people. And now everyone has their own path. Okay. I need to stop talking about it. So she was asked about this and she's like, I embrace body positivity and Weight Watchers is not at odds with that concept. But she says like the underlying current that runs through all of this is shame. There's shame around gaining weight. There's shame around losing weight. There's shame around, like, if you don't come out and say, I am 100 a part of the body positivity movement. There's shame around wanting to change your body, even if it's for a reason like I have, like back pain or, you know, just energy levels. That really the mission of body positivity is about loving yourself no matter what your personal decision is, and that we should love our bodies and love each other to have the belief that we're all going to make decisions for our own personal wellness journey and to support one another. If you are happy with your weight and your curves and all of that, more power to you. If you're like me, who suffers with anxiety and inflammation and trauma and food addiction and a family history of diabetes, please support me in my journey to lose weight. And I chose the path of Weight Watchers because I don't want to deal with counting calories. I trust their dietitians that are making the algorithm for the food points and the daily points. It's pressure off my shoulders. And I am glad that it's science-backed. And so, like, let me make my choice and don't shame me because of it. So she's really talking about how diet turned into this bad word. When originally diet, which comes from like her mom, which is a dietitian, is about learning about nutrition, what you're eating, your habits. And so what I really appreciate in her interview that I listened to was she's like, we as a Weight Watchers company are going to help shape the narrative and change the stigma around weight loss, wellness, and the word diet. And she says, Weight Watchers is for people who love food. I'm like, yes, amen to that. I am a foodie. I love food. Weight Watchers is not about deprivation. And she admits, which I also appreciate, I don't want to be led by someone that is not self-aware. She admits that there's parts of the WW past that she's not necessarily proud of, but she is proud of the fact that the company was founded by a woman. Possibly, she wasn't sure if Jean, the founder, was one of the first women to take a company public, which is a huge deal. She talks about that the majority of the members of Weight Watchers are women. Her team that, like, the team is women that works for the company. Her board is half women. And so she's really proud of that. So she feels that the onus is on Weight Watchers to change the stigma of the word diet and weight. And I'm excited for that. I think it could open up such an incredible conversation that Weight Watchers could really tackle. And another thing that is her mission, which is now we're going to go into the new program, is that she feels that before she came on as CEO, a lot of the focus for Weight Watchers was really heavy on marketing, like getting the word out. And she feels that if the program itself, which is amazing and has roots for 60 years, if it continues to focus on advancing with technology and being user-friendly and building community and all of the elements of it, it will speak for itself. And it's behind what she calls like a paywall. So that makes it even more private. Like, you have to pay, you know, to be a part of this community, to get access to the virtual coach, like to me as a virtual coach, you have to pay to get access to the Connect group. I've essentially moved all of my other social media apps, Instagram, Facebook. I don't even have TikTok on my phone. I download it once a month for an hour or two, and then I delete it off my phone. And honestly, when I did it this month, I may not even do it again because my entire TikTok was filled with all of the information about those Idaho students that were murdered. I mean, horrific. But it was like every TikTok, I guess because of my algorithm, it's like when Dateline is on, I don't want to watch it, but it's on and they've got the voice and the scary music and suddenly I'm sitting there scared out of my mind watching it for hours. Like I move the social media apps to the very last page of my phone. And then I have Weight Watchers on the first page because I was waking up in the morning checking Instagram, checking Facebook, and just feeling down on myself. Like, she's got it better. Look at her family. Look at her husband. Look at her house. Look at her this. Look at her. And yeah, I want to support other women, but sometimes when you're fragile, it's hard to see other people's lives, and like your ego can't help but going to the lack mindset. But now what I do is I just will go into my Weight Watchers app because it is like a social media app. I go into my Connect group as a coach. I have my own Connect group and I post in there and I look on Connect. I'm interestingly enough, on Connect, I follow two men that just delight me. You know, on Instagram, most of the people I follow are women that are just highly curated. I follow a lot of women with highly curated fashion, home decor, family type content. And then I follow a duck account and a bunny account. And then I follow, I think the next like big piece that I follow on Instagram is like self-help, like therapists and all of that. And then on Facebook, you know, you just follow your local friends, your high school, like all of that. Well, in the Weight Watchers Connect world that is like a social media platform, you can really get a window into people's worlds around the United States that is just like very raw and authentic. And I love it. So I am following these two men. I think they're both back east and they met, they're friends, but not like before Weight Watchers, like they met through Connect. So they jab at each other through the app. But one, they're both foodies and they're both like Italian. So they're always making these point-friendly Italian recipes and they're just hilarious. And I just, they're so like nothing that I would ever follow on Instagram, which I just like love. So I go into the Weight Watchers app and just, I enjoy being in that community because everyone is talking about their wellness journey. And I kind of think of it like learning a new language. I don't speak the language of habits, wellness habits. I do now, but it's not something I grew up with. I grew up with an alcoholic and addiction and food addiction and trauma. Like, this is new to me. So no, it's not diet culture. I'm immersed in a community of people that are focused on wellness and wanting to improve their health. And it's like I'm becoming bilingual because I'm going to this country, which is Weight Watchers, every day and surrounding myself with like-minded people. And so I'm picking up the language quicker, if that makes sense. So that's a little bit of a background on this new CEO. And a lot of people were shocked. Like, typically Weight Watchers doesn't roll out a new program, but every 2 years. And we just had the personal points program, which was a big change and a big shift. So I know people were very shocked. In a year's time, a new program is launching. What is happening? And, you know, the value that Seema is trying to bring is she wants it to be, Weight Watchers to be livable, flexible, and not making you want to throw your phone across the room, to really simplify the app because our lives are stressful. Our lives are busy. So the app needs to be user-friendly and something we enjoy going into. And so they got feedback from members and they decided to make these changes. So if something is easier, then we're more likely to do it. So Weight Watchers wanted to go back to, you know, they went from WW, which was a brand change several years back, to now back to the Weight Watchers program. And the CEO Seema mentioned in this interview, it's kind of like you can call Coke Coke or Coca-Cola. It's not like WW is going out the window. It's just going to be Weight Watchers, or you can also still call it WW. So it's Weight Watchers, the Weight Watchers program powered by points. There's no more personal points. And there's no more, part of what made personal points was that you could get points and add points for eating vegetables. A cup of vegetables would give you a point. Or for drinking, I think it was 64 ounces of water, you would get a point. Now everybody, and then of course you had a quiz, right? So you would take a quiz and based on your answers, they would tell you these are your 0 point foods. And you know, some people had avocado, some people had whole wheat pasta, some people had oatmeal, vegetables, some people had non-fat Greek yogurt and non-fat cottage cheese. So we all had different things. I had eggs. You might not have had eggs. So now everybody has the same over 200 0 point foods, and they call them nutritional powerhouse 0 point foods. And these are foods that do not need to be weighed, measured, or tracked. And that's the beauty of Weight Watchers. I just don't have the time to obsess about everything, being particular and minuscule about every single point. It is a relief to me when I have points that are, when I have foods that are 0 points. So there's no quiz. Everyone has the same 0 point foods, and they are grains. So everybody gets corn and plain air popped popcorn. And then everyone gets protein, beans, peas, lentils, eggs, fish, shellfish, poultry, tofu tempeh, plain fat-free Greek yogurt, fat-free cottage cheese, fruits, and non-starchy vegetables. So if you are a Weight Watchers member, I suggest going into your app. And there's two places that I really think have helped me get very familiar with. In the top upper left-hand corner, at least as an iPhone user, there are three lines, like a hamburger, three-line menu in the upper left-hand corner. If you click on that, it's like your dashboard. It's like your treasure map. So essential that you're constantly going to that part. And if you scroll down, click on 0 point foods and scroll through them while you're watching a TV show just to get familiar with what the 0 point foods are. I'm so relieved. I really lean into my 0 point foods, and on the personal points, I was getting so glitched up. Like, I've always had turkey as 0 points. I've always had shrimp as 0 points, and suddenly I didn't have those anymore. And then I found myself not eating them, even though they're a really great option, because in my mind, I'm just like, I haven't tracked these for years. I don't want to deal with it now. I don't want to deal with tracking them. So I'm so relieved to have my shrimp, fish, eggs back, my vegetables. It was very, I have a perfectionist all or nothing type mindset. So I would get really stressed out about, I would never measure a cup of vegetables. So sometimes I felt I was getting a little loosey-goosey in personal points with adding extra points for eating vegetables. When did I really eat a cup? Was I really just going in to like add some more points so I could eat some more food? It was just getting a little bit tricky for me. So I appreciate how streamlined this is. Okay, so avocados are not 0 points anymore, but a small avocado is 5 points. And a lot of these foods that are now points are a little bit less points than they were. A cup of oatmeal is 4 points. Whole grain pasta, 1 cup is 5 points. Brown rice, 1 cup is 6. And a baked potato, like medium size, is 4 points. So it's totally doable. And they accounted for that cushion in your daily points because they consider these foods, even though they're no longer 0 points, nutritional powerhouses that we should still be eating. So they lowered the points a little bit and they made sure we had enough daily points to account for including them in. I guess during personal points, there was a connect group for avocado lovers. I think that's so cute. I love avocado. It has so many health benefits. And so they kept that group. So don't give up your avocados. I know people are very passionate about that. So back in November of 2021, and this is what I love about Weight Watchers, is they're constantly evolving based on the science that's coming out for like what is healthy. That's why it's not a fad diet. And so back in 2021, they updated the points algorithm for food. So when you track your points, where does that point number come from for your food? It includes, they take into account calories, saturated fat, protein, fiber, and then if there's any added sugar. So really the points of foods are nudging us towards choosing healthier, higher fiber options. If you are living with diabetes, you have a slightly different 0 point food list, which I also love. Like Weight Watchers is really taking a step towards integrating diabetes into their program. So the 0 point food list for those living with diabetes does not include fruit or dairy or corn because those are more likely to spike blood sugar. So it doesn't mean that if you have diabetes, it's off limits. It's just like those of us that aren't on the diabetes plan, when things have points, it just means we're encouraged to weigh, measure, and track those and just be more mindful of them. And then the other part, as I talked about the new CEO, she's huge on community. I mean, hello, she built the House Party app, which is about bringing people together in a video space during the pandemic. So she wants community back in the app, and it made it having everybody have different 0 point foods was just making it very hard, because it would be like, oh, I love this avocado brownie recipe for 1 point. And then you'd be like, oh, well, avocados aren't 0 points for me. So how am I going to figure out what the points are? I feel bad for all the bloggers and people that wrote cookbooks and all of it for trying to manage personal points with that. It just sounds like a nightmare. So, everybody has the same points, so we can all share our recipes, tips, tricks, and meals. And it's not even like, oh, you're on blue plan, I'm on green plan. Like, that was a tricky part even when I was on purple. I mean, people sometimes could not wrap their mind around the fact that I would get whole grain pasta and brown rice as 0 points. So it kind of felt like we were on two totally different planets. Well, now we all have the same 0 point foods, which makes it very easy. So your points budget, so you have like your daily points budget, which mine ended up going down by 5 points, because when I was on doing personal points, the only thing I had as a 0 point food was eggs, so that I could have more daily points. And I was not losing any weight. I was just maintaining the same like 2 to 5 pounds. So you have your daily target, and I think you can go under by 8 points to get a blue dot and then over by 10 points to get a blue dot. So you still get the blue dots. And then you have your weekly points, and you can add to your weekly points, not through vegetables and water, but by doing activity. So, I've been in the negative a few weeks, and I love to see, because I was in a step bet that the more I walk, like I will slowly increase points. They've changed, again, like the algorithm of how activity points get added. I think on Freestyle, people were complaining that they would like do their normal workout and get way too many points added to their weeklies. They've made that a little bit harder. So you really know that if you get a point added for activity, it really is because they want you to fuel yourself with food and not go overboard because you've done activity. How does Weight Watchers decide like your daily points? Like, why might my daily points be 23 and yours be 28? Well, they calculate it based on your metabolic rate. And I'm just sharing this all with you because I sometimes just blindly followed Weight Watchers and over the years and in the beginning, and that's fine. Like, I trusted them. But the more in depth I get with this company, I'm so grateful that all of this is like taken care of, and I can really confidently say, like, I am doing a weight loss program that is scientifically proven, that dietitians, nutritionists, scientists are studying it with a fine-tooth comb. So they decide your point target based on your age, your height, your weight, and your sex assigned at birth. So everyone's budget is designed to promote a healthy weight loss for you, which Weight Watchers says is about 1 to 2 pounds per week. If you're just starting Weight Watchers, it's probably going to be a little bit more than that. So they want to give you a daily points budget so that you can enjoy the foods that you love. And yeah, if you don't use all of your daily points, 4 can roll over to your weeklies. I never do that. I don't get that. Do you have points that roll over? I always go over my points. Always. And I've still managed to lose 40 pounds. So, okay. So I told you about the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner to look for your 0 point foods. You can also go into your settings there and kind of look at your activity and all of that, your 0 point foods. You can still track your water. There's still the Weight Watchers app is still a great place to track things. Obviously, you track your food, and you can also track your water. I think it's, what is it, 20 ounces? I'm not sure. And then you can track your sleep. And then obviously, like, my Apple Watch or your Fitbit can send your activity to the app, and then it'll track that. And then you track your weight. So lots of data that you're collecting within the app. And, you know, people who loved personal points were frustrated because they're like, finally, this was a program that really got me to eat my vegetables. And now that that gamification of adding a point for vegetables is taken away, like, I don't know if I'm going to eat my vegetables. And I would just say, vegetables are, we all know they're so essential, and to pat yourself on the back if you incorporate vegetables in daily, because they help, you know, the potassium in vegetables help you with your blood pressure. The fiber in vegetables is great for your digestive health and regulating your blood sugar. Vegetables have vitamin A and C, which repairs your body tissue, keep your skin and eyes healthy. The folate in vegetables is good for your red blood cells. I always think of it like, I love being a little bit witchy. I love the show The Good Witch. I love spell books, and just, I love grandmas that have old recipe cards and things written in the margin. So a while back, I created like my own spell book database where I put like anxiety, and then I put all the foods and vegetables and fruits that are supposed to help with anxiety. I did eye health because I have really horrible vision with my glass prescription, and I want to try to avoid like glaucoma or cataracts. So I have like a list of my spells of like all the, they're not really spells, but it's like my virtual spell book. My potions, my vegetables and fruits that I eat to help my eye health, etc. So sometimes, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if for me, I eat vegetables because I don't take any supplements, and I look to vegetables as giving me the vitamins that my body needs to be as healthy as it can. And I make it my own little game. Like, it's like vegetables become my pharmacy to help my body be the best that it can be. Okay, so there's the dashboard, which is the three lines in the upper left-hand corner. And then on the bottom of your app, there is an icon that looks like a little newspaper. And we call this the Discover tab. And if you click on that newspaper icon, the first thing that you're going to see is the weekly topic, which is what I talk about in my workshops, but there should be a search bar at the top, and you type in 0 point cheat sheets. Now, they haven't updated this. You'll notice when you type that in that like oatmeal as a 0 point cheat sheet comes up, and oatmeal is no longer 0 points, but there's one for eggs and corn and tofu and chicken and shellfish. All of the 0 point foods have a cheat sheet. And I love it because in the cheat sheet, it answers the most, it has the most commonly asked questions about those 0 point foods with answers and then recipes and why those foods are beneficial. So the app is so much fun. Like, I'll sit, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a coach now. Because I'm a coach, I'm even more invested in the app because I'm learning about it from members and trainings that I do. And I'm over here going, oh my God, before I was a coach, there was so much about the app that I wasn't even accessing because I was just so in my own world and not even like putzing around on the app. And now that I'm a coach and like learning all this, I'm like, the app is so amazing. You just have to know where to look. And they've changed the app a lot now that this new CEO is, you know, they've taken away the wellness wins. It used to be that if you tracked or weighed yourself, like you got points and then you could spend those in like a wellness wins shop. They don't have that anymore. There used to be more icons on the bottom of the app, and now I think there's only four. So check out the cheat sheets. They're like Cliff Notes. And what else do I want to tell you about this new program? There's different connect groups you can join. I'm enjoying some of the groups. They're like Facebook groups, but they're all inside the app. I joined a craft that has nothing to do with wellness. Actually, that's not true. Anytime that I'm doing a craft and I'm keeping my hands busy, it is making it so that I'm not taking my hands to the refrigerator and the cabinets to get food. But there's like a cute little group, a connect group for crafters, and you can go in there and see like what knitting women are doing and pictures that they're painting. I don't know. I feel like the Weight Watchers Connect world is just like very wholesome. It's like connecting with people from different walks of life from around the United States. And like we're all wanting to like be healthy and lose weight. And then we're all different, but it's just fun to get a window into how people live. So that is my, I'm going to close my computer here. That is my little update on the new program. So how is it working for me? I was so excited for the change. I was so disappointed because I felt like I was led to believe didn't read the fine print carefully enough that coaches would have a week's advance of access to the new program. And I did all the steps that I needed to do and I didn't get that access. So I was hoping that I would get to experience it earlier, but I experienced it along with everyone else, which is fine. And it just gave me the spark that I needed. And since this new program has rolled out, I've almost lost 2 pounds. Like the scale is finally moving again. I was looking back in my weight loss log, and there was a period there where I had hit 200 again, and then I had come back down, and then I was constantly hovering at like 195. My goal is to get to 182, and I am in the 180s finally. I'm at 189, close to 188. So I feel the momentum again. I think in life, like I'm going through this a lot actually with the divorce and just reflecting on relationships that I've been in with men and friendships I've had. And I'm doing therapy for the trauma that I experienced as a child. I've been diagnosed with CPTSD, complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And I'm finding that through my life experiences, I grieve what I've lost or the mistakes that I've made or the choices that I've made that have put me on a certain path. But I also hold so much hope and excitement for what I've learned and how that's elevated me to a higher level of consciousness that will mean that I'll make wiser or more informed choices going forward. And I feel like having the span of the purple plan, the personal points, it's like I appreciate back to basics. Like I just having experienced those other relationships with those other plans, I'm like, thank you. Thank you for the simplicity. I will not take this for granted. Thank you for my 0-point ground turkey. Thank you for my 0-point shrimp. Thank you for me not having to track fruit or whatever. I don't eat all the 0-point foods now. Like, I've cut way back on corn. I was eating popcorn all the time, and I had an experience recently where it really upset my stomach. So just because something is 0 points doesn't mean, you know, people were saying like, I don't eat this. Can I, that mean that I have this as 0 points? It's like, no, it doesn't really work that way. Like, I don't really eat corn and popcorn as much anymore. I don't eat tofu, tempeh. I don't eat a lot of fruits. Basically, the only fruits I eat are berries. I don't eat bananas, melons, not really. There was another one I was going to say. Shoot. Oh, yes, of course. Non-fat Greek yogurt. I mean, that is like a huge staple in most people's Weight Watchers journey, and cottage cheese. You guys, I've essentially cut out dairy to help my sinuses. I was just feeling like maybe it was contributing to me having inflammation in my sinuses. What I'm eating instead is cashew yogurt, which is points. So yeah, I am actively eating my lean proteins, my fish, my vegetables. I had a big salad tonight and last night. So that's going well, and I'm enjoying tracking again more because it doesn't feel intense. Tracking, when I track consistently, that is also really when I see the scale go down, honest tracking. So yeah, it's just been incredible that even with Thanksgiving and me kind of being off schedule with my eating, I still managed to lose weight. So yeah, that's kind of, I'm excited. I can do this for the next year. I really think this is going to help me get to my goal. I had a long conversation today with a therapist about why I sabotage getting to goal, which is going to be another discussion for another podcast, which I think would be a good one. The closer I get to goal, why can't I just get there? Why am I self-sabotaging? Is it self-sabotage? And shoot, there was one other thing. Oh, I just want to give you a reminder. Well, it's not really a reminder. It's just a story from my journey. My first year on Weight Watchers, I was about to hit Wonderland right during holiday season, October, Halloween candy, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I was in like 210 and dropping. And I just have to say that I did it. Like, just because it's holidays, I tracked, I still enjoyed, I remember I had prime rib for Christmas dinner. I had, scalloped potatoes for Thanksgiving. I enjoyed 2 full-size candy bars for Halloween. It's doable. It is doable. And I hit Wonderland right after Christmas of that year. So if you're, I just want to give that little plug that if you're like teetering between a goal or like, it is so possible, and with Weight Watchers, to still enjoy the holidays within reason and track your points and hit your goals. I am definitely an advocate for like, why push it off to the new year? Like, oh, in the new year, I'll get back on it. I'll start again. It's like, seize the day. Because how cool would it be if you set yourself up for success and did some of the losing before the new year happened, and you go into the new year and it's like, oh, these are habits that I've built. I'm ready to go. All right. So yeah, I have other podcast ideas in my mind, and I'm thinking of doing like specific topics that are really interesting, in that I'm interested in, as well as like coming in and doing, oh my God, my dog is itching his ear like a madman. Stop. Coming in and doing like more specific topics, like the sabotage topic. Stop, Opie. Stop, Opie. No ear itching. He's so cute. All right, I better go before I talk your ear off. I also have like a comparison that I want to do between decorating for Christmas and my weight loss journey and how they're similar. It's like a whole nother topic of this like comparison that I made about Christmas decorating and losing weight. Please join me in my workshops. Today I had the delight of Janice, who came into my workshop and was like, Sheila, I listened to your podcast. I rejoined Weight Watchers. I'm so excited to be here. It just like made my day. Please join my workshops. Send me a private message or a message and tell me you've come from the podcast. I have my workshops on, I do one on Friday at 2:50 Pacific time. So it basically goes from 3 to 3:45 on Fridays. And then I have four incredible workshops on Saturday. I go from essentially 3:50, like 4 o'clock to 4:30, but it goes a little bit before and a little bit after. Then 5 to 5:30, a little bit before, a little bit after. Then I have a break for dinner. And then I come back on a little bit before 7 to a little bit after 7:30, and then 8 to 8:30. It is Saturdays, Friday. It's just fantastic. And the topic this week is so good. It is about making guidelines. And it reminds me so much about being a kindergarten teacher, because I used to do sentence frames where I would give was I giving kindergartners sentence frames? Like fill in the blanks. It's like, if this happens, then I'm going to do this. So this week we're talking about like thinking of our common pain points, whether it's when we go to an event and there's the dessert table or nighttime snacking, or it's cold and we don't want to walk, how we can build a guideline. Like if I go out to eat and people are wanting to order dessert, then I'm going to do this to set myself up for success. Like I'm going to ask if I can split a dessert with a friend. Or if it's cold outside and I don't want to walk, then I'm going to, and then you fill in the blank of your guideline. And the idea is that if you have some of these guidelines, they're not rules, but if you have some of these guidelines in your mind, then when these decisions arise that you kind of go the opposite direction and then are bummed out with yourself, that you'll be like, oh, if this, then this, I can do that then thing. And I've already figured it out. So it like releases some of the stress. So get into workshops. Like that is another thing. As a teacher, I am so, with a background in teaching and my master's in administration, I have had a lot of schooling and training in appropriate and correct ways to educate adults and children and what motivates. I don't like low level. If things are low level, especially for adult learners, it drives me crazy. There's no point. And coming from a background of 12-step meetings, I also have that too that I hold on to, just like the power of people coming together in a meeting, the magic that can happen, the sharing of stories, the fellowship. So another thing that I wanted to make sure before I became a coach is like, I'm not going to be able to coach if I don't feel inspired by what I'm talking about. And the topics that they come out with each week, I'm like, this is a life-changing, game-changing topic. I fully support this. This is one of my, like, this is what I advocate for, mindset, like, I'm going to use this strategy, the if then, like, thank you for the reminder, Weight Watchers. It just Once again, it's that language that if you immerse yourself in it, I go to multiple workshops a week now. The coaches are incredible. And I'm just like sitting in the rooms trying to soak up as much as I can of a wellness environment so that I live it, I eat it, I breathe it, I sleep it. Like it is just second nature for me. And I'm just like so pumped up talking about it because I'm observing someone in my life right now, and I'll kind of just end on this. And this person, like no judgment, it's just my observation that they lost weight super fast, like dropped weight fast. And they've done this before. Like when they put their mind to dropping weight, it drops. I've never been that lucky. And what I've learned from my own experience, and this might not be the case for them, but when I get sucked into that, like, I've got to lose this weight by this time, it has to be fast, I've got to deprive myself, it may last for like a year tops. For me, it's always been way less than that. But it's almost like my brain doesn't catch up with my body. And my body may have dropped the weight really fast, but my brain is still way far behind and still wanting to disassociate and numb with food. And I've put restrictions on myself and can have some sort of willpower to make the diet happen. But as soon as life on life's terms happens and something change comes or something stressful, my body and my mind are not caught up with each other and I go right back into old habits. So I'm really proud of myself and proud of those of us that are like in the turtle club that are really trying to take this one day at a time, because we're building habits by attending these workshops, by showing up, by having this slowly sink into our souls that will carry us over the course of our lifetime instead of just like a quick fix that drops the weight super fast and then the willpower ends and it's game over. So that's good. Love all of you. Glad we got a chance to connect, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.